Maybe this will be the week.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. When we left Wall Street on Friday, investors seemed hopeful because Congress was working out the stimulus package and Treasury was going to announce new bank bailout measures on Monday. Well, it's Monday. The Treasury announcement is delayed. Congress is fighting over the stimulus details. But maybe the president can get the stimulus fires burning. He'll hold a rally today in Elkhart, Indiana, aimed at getting the American people behind him. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has our story.
Elkhart is feeling the recession in a way Washington couldn't even dream of. Unemployment there exceeds 15%. Tomorrow, the president will be in the home foreclosure capital of Fort Myers, Florida, for another town hall meeting. The effort to take control of the debate comes as the stimulus is poised to pass the Senate barely. Just three Republicans are said to be on board with Democrats who support the plan. Lawrence Summers, who chairs the administration's Economic Council, did the talk show circuit yesterday, and he dismissed Republican concerns that the bill will not stimulate the economy.
Those who presided over the last 8 years, the 8 years that brought us to an economy that's collapsing more rapidly than at any time in the last 50 years, don't seem to be in a strong position to lecture.
Summers was speaking on ABC's This Week. The $827 billion Senate version of the stimulus bill faces a key vote later today. It could see a final vote tomorrow. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Wall Street will be looking to that stimulus vote, as well as the Treasury Department's announcement tomorrow concerning its ongoing efforts to get banks lending again. As for today, European markets are mostly lower. An exception is London, where banking giant Barclays reported a smaller-than-expected drop in its 2008 profits. London's FTSE index is up more than a percent. Asian markets ended mixed. Japan's Nikkei was down more than a percent. The Japanese government reported a drop in machinery orders. Nissan forecast its first annual net loss in 9 years and said it's dumping 20,000 jobs. By the way, Nissan's board of directors will forego their bonuses this year, and corporate officers will take a 10% pay cut. The Wall Street Journal reports that General Motors is in talks to buy up large parts of Delphi Corporation. That's the parts supplier that GM spun off a decade ago. Delphi has been really struggling, and the Journal says by buying it back, GM hopes to be eligible for more government bailout money.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
Amid the economic misery, one of the few retailers with rising sales has been Amazon.com. The company hopes to keep the momentum going today when it's expected to announce a design upgrade for its electronic book reader, Kindle. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The Kindle looks like a little electronic notebook. The display reads like real paper, no links or cables to weigh you down. A sleeker and less expensive Kindle reader could be unveiled today. But Amazon doesn't seem to be banking its future on the new design. Late last week, it said it would also offer its electronic books on cell phones. That could make its Kindle reader unnecessary. But University of North Carolina professor Paul Jones isn't sure books on phones will sell.
The question that you have to ask is, how much reading do you want to do on your phone, or do you need a separate device to do that reading? That's really about to be answered in the marketplace.
Last Thursday, Google made titles from its book service available on the iPhone and on Google's Android phones. The group that wins in this competition? Book publishers. They still make money off their titles without the expense of printing them. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Ticket sales are a little slow for today's start of the Westminster Dog Show. It does feel odd to be fussing over an American foxhound when American workers are suffering. On the other hand, pampering a pet can seem comforting at a time like this. There are pet hotels, veterinary antidepressants, dog yoga classes, and this, From reporter James Nestor in San Francisco.
Mitchell Berg is stacking dog perfumes onto cramped shelves at Bow Wow Meow. The manager of this upscale pet store says people find these products useful.
Especially if they sleep with their dog and what have you.
I brought in my 3-year-old rescue mutt, Face, to try out some perfumes.
You know, you've got Harry Barker, citrus fragrance, floral fragrance. You've got Earth Bath, which is a locally made product. And not only does he have numerous fragrances, but he also has wipes.
Stay.
I sprayed Face with Harry Barker. She tried to twist out of her collar to avoid it. But Burke says this stuff is flying off the shelves. So much so that in 2007, Liz Claiborne's Juicy Couture released Dog Parfume, a unisex fragrance sold at major department stores. Other makers followed.
Sexy Beast is 100% hypoallergenic, 100% vegan fragrance for your dog. It's really beautiful. I mean, we wear it, so we love it.
That's Beth Ehrenberg, brand manager for Sexy Beast. But Rachel Fagenbaum, a San Francisco vet, argues that some perfumes can be irritating, possibly toxic, and could disorient a dog's fine sense of smell.
A dog's aesthetic when it comes to smells is very different from a human aesthetic.
Some dog perfume makers think organics are the answer. George, a San Francisco pet boutique, offers fragrances with chamomile and tea tree oil. Manager Deborah Lowe's.
These ones, this is a really cute line. This is from Lonnie, and they base their scents on places that dogs, that will be familiar to dogs. So we only carry beach and park. You want to try that one?
Oh.
Face freaked out and cowered in a corner. I told Deborah, now I think we'll head for the real beach.
Face, come here.
In San Francisco, this is James Nestor for Marketplace.
We'd like to know where you're finding peace of mind these days. Tell us your story at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.